Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake.
Here on You Better You Bet is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. 20 minutes from now, the whale capper Drew Dinsick stops by, NBC Sports betting analyst. We will take a spin around Week 8 in the National Football League with Drew, and we'll probably ask him some NBA questions as well because he loves the NBA and we love the NBA, and the NBA is back tonight. And 40 minutes from now, it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props, and perhaps a special appearance from a certain someone in the final segments of the show. The two NBA games with the Rockets and the Thunder, the Lakers and the Warriors. But joining us right now, and here's how you know it's officially basketball season on You Better You Bet, because live on the line is our pal, the great Matt Moore from the Action Network, Buckets Locked On NBA on Twitter at HP Basketball. And just as a public service announcement to everybody watching to the show and listening to the show, if you're an NBA fan, I'm guessing you are, and you are not following Matt on social media, on Twitter, at Blue Sky, at HP Basketball, he is, for my money, the best NBA follow out there. Live tweets all the time, is obsessed with the NBA. And that's how we like our guests on the show to be, obsessed with their sport of choice. And Matt certainly is, and he's back with us on the show. Matt, happy 2025-26 NBA season, my friends, to you and yours.
Hey, man, thanks. Same to you. So glad to have the NBA back. Can't wait for Round Ball Rock tonight to hit. It's going to be just a huge dopamine hit. I'm really excited about the season. Interesting subplots, interesting games. The games are going to be fantastic. Should be absolutely awesome. Can't wait to get started.
We'll close with the two games tonight. And I can't wait to get your opinion on Rockets Thunder with this like insanely tall lineup the Rockets are putting out there with no traditional point guard. Amen Thompson playing the one for the Houston Rockets against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Thunder. We'll get to that in a little bit. But Matt, let's just start macro here. Like, who do you think is going to win the NBA championship? What's your NBA finals matchup here on the eve of the start of the season?
Yeah, I mean, like, we're doing picks and not betting value. I like the Nuggets a lot from a long shot perspective, not long shot, but longer shot rather than the boring pick of the Thunder. There's all these, it's very hard to pick anything to kind of criticize with OKC. I've tried a million different ways to try and find something that's vulnerable with OKC, and there really isn't anything. So it's like, is that a good value? Possibly this might be the shortest number you'll get on OKC, but we're so far away from it. For me, it's the Nuggets, their ability to push them to 7 last year, the overhaul that they made in the offseason, adding better depth, as well as Cam Johnson, who everyone is very excited about. You get the best player in the world in Nikola Jokic. Don't you want to bet on the best player in the world who's already got a championship, is playoff proven? I think that's a pretty good one. I do think there's a lot of value, actually, in the Eastern Conference, because the Western Conference is going to be a gauntlet. And if we do see one or two teams at the top, either the Cavs or the Knicks, slip, then the other one is in a really good position to kind of maybe charge through. And for me, I think everybody's got to kind of make a choice between those two teams. And for me, it's Cleveland. I think Cleveland is being underrated by the market. This team was a juggernaut last year, and they ran into injury trouble and whatever that demon run was by the Indiana Pacers. So I think there's value on the Cavs and the Nuggets. I'll take that as a finals matchup with the Nuggets going over the Cavs in 6.
Matt, in the last segment, I was talking about my Eastern Conference winner. Am I absolutely insane to like the Philadelphia Sixers at price at 14-1 to win the East?
Feel free to say yes.
You know, I mean, look, it's the question is just whether you feel like as a bettor, you understand the injuries. Like, do you feel like you understand it? Are you like, yeah, you know, Joel's had this repetitive problem every single year, but I think this year will be different. Cool. I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I can't disprove anything to you. What I will say though is I like their roster a lot, but it's young. Like it's Embiid and Paul George and then Maxey. And then you got guys like Jared McCain and you got BJ Edgecombe coming in. So like they have a lot of inexperienced guys that are going to have to get through a playoff series. The other thing I would say, I want things to be copacetic. And I do not think things are copacetic. I think there's a lot of stress there, particularly between Nick Nurse and Joel Embiid. Like, I just think that there's tension there. It doesn't have to be enough to derail their season, but it's well known those two have kind of butted heads from time to time. So I am skeptical going in from a coach star player perspective that that's the best value right now to be found to win the title.
What's your favorite awards bet going into the season?
A lot of good ones. A lot of fun ones that you can get in on. The favorite that I actually have gravitated more towards and have put more and more on is a long shot, and it's Alperen Şengün MVP. So if we assume that Kevin Durant's going to take off a reasonable amount of time for a 37-year-old player, and he's likely to miss awards eligibility because of that, and we look at how Şengün played in Eurobasket, how he played in the playoff last year, made a playoff appearance, acquitted himself, he looked like the best player on the Rockets, they took the Warriors to 7, so he doesn't have that holding against him. And you look at his passing, and now with a system that's going to be so much more geared to his talents, he's got slashers and cutters and shooters around him rather than Jalen Green dribbling the air out of the ball. And with Fred VanVleet gone, he'll have an even bigger role offensively. So I actually think Alperen Şengün, if you like the Rockets and you're like, I think they'll win 50-plus games, and you want to get on somebody who's not Shea because it's just going to be hard not to vote for the 30-point scorer on a 60-win team, then I think Alperen Şengün as an MVP long shot actually has quite a bit of value. The other ones I really like are Trey Johnson, Rookie of the Year for the Washington Wizards. Think he's got the right approach, attitude, and you know, look, Cooper Flagg's amazing, but he's on a veteran team trying to win now. Trey Johnson's not. He's going to have the opportunity to put up the numbers you need for that. And then the one I'm probably putting in tonight is RJ Barrett. I'm going back to the well with RJ Barrett, Most Improved Player, because I like that much of what I've seen from the Raptors in preseason.
Wow. And I'm guessing, Matt, that maybe the Raptors will be the answer to this question. And then like the follow-up is going to be, give us a team you don't like as much as the betting market. Give us a team you like more than the betting market does this season. In either conference, the win total can be anything.
So I'm higher on the Phoenix Suns than consensus. And that's a weird one to start with, but like, this is betting, right? And we're looking for the value. That win total is so low. Like, it is so low at 31.5. And I look at this roster and I actually like a lot, like the vision for it. Jordan Ott as a head coach, new life, that breath of fresh air impact of, okay, last year was a disaster, but now we can just play basketball. Devin Booker bounce back season. He understands how far he's fallen in the eyes of like the basketball community. He's no longer talked about as the best shooting guard in the league. You've got that factor, new coach, guys like Osei Igudaro. They've got so many really good defenders on this team that I found myself really liking that bet more and more. The one that I think late in the process, having watched preseason, I jumped on, kind of alluded to it, is the Toronto Raptors over. Is just, I was skeptical because I don't like getting in on a Brandon Ingram team, but Ingram's passing. Like, everybody's eating on that team. And their defensive approach is going to be all pressure all the time. That seems really promising for managing a regular season and racking up a lot of wins. So I like the Raptors in the East. I like the Suns in the West. God help me.
What about the inverse, Matt? Team you like less than the betting market, either conference, whatever the win total is.
I'm big on the Rockets under. It's a lot of wins. I just gave out, Şengün here for MVP, but that's like if I'm wrong on this win total. The Rockets win total is 52.5. Teams in that range tend to go under. This team has no ball handling. Turnovers are going to be a problem. We don't know if the offense is going to be improved as a whole just because they added Kevin Durant. They're starting off without Dorie and Finney-Smith. And all of those things kind of combine for me to think that the number is probably a little high. Teams that go between 50 and 55 on the win total, if their win total is between those two numbers, they go under about 70% of the time the last 13 seasons. It's been really good to get kind of under on those kind of teams. So they are probably my best under bet for the season of the Houston Rockets, despite how much I like Şengün at that price for MVP.
Am I crazy? I'm going to say something nuts. Are the Nets going to win like 8 games this season?
This is a tough one because like you kind of want to bet the over on these teams where it's like, look at this roster. They are clearly the worst team in the league. And then we get into the season. It's like, no, they weren't the worst team. They were the second or third or fourth worst team, but they weren't the worst team. Like Jordy Fernandez is a really good coach, but how do you possibly make an argument for the over? Like how, like they've openly, like their owner came out and said what they're doing. Like they know they have to get this pick right. Like this is an important season for their draft prospects. So yeah, like I think it's possible they're going to win less than 15 games. I think it's possible they're going to challenge the Sixers in the mid 2010s for the worst record that we've seen in a long time. I think that the roster really is that bad. And if it shows any promise, Cam Thomas, Michael Porter Jr., Nick Claxton are all getting traded.
You better you bet on this Tuesday. Matt Moore is our guest. Action Network Buckets, Locked On NBA. He is on Twitter at HP Basketball. Let's talk about the two games coming up tonight, Matt. And I can't wait for it. Round Ball Rock, NBC and Peacock. This is going to be absolutely sensational. Let's start with the first game. Tipping off about an hour and a half from now in Oklahoma City, where the reigning defending champion Thunder, 6.5-point home favorites against Kevin Durant and the Rockets. Total 227.5. Now, for people that people may not know, because I don't think it's been that much reported on with everything else going on in sports, Jalen Williams is out for this game. J-Dub's not playing for the Thunder. Fred VanVleet's obviously done for the season for the Rockets, and I alluded to it. The Rockets are starting literally, the tallest starting lineup in NBA history. Amen Thompson at the one, Jabari Smith, Şengün, Kevin Durant. Like, it is Steven Adams. It's preposterous what the Rockets are doing. How do you see this one playing out, Matt? How are you betting Rockets and Thunder?
Yeah, I'm on Thunder -6.5. Gave this out as best bet on our podcast, Buckets. You know, Jalen Williams is obviously a huge impact. They're also going to be without Isaiah Joe and Kendrick Williams, so they are missing a couple of guys. But one of the problems is just this. I talked about, you know, the two-big lineup has consistently put up really good numbers in terms of plus-minus. Like, it wins its minutes. But the big vulnerability of it, especially when you watch it in preseason, was they were really turnover-prone because they don't have Fred VanVleet to kind of calm things down. They've only got one real point guard on the roster in the rotation right now, and that's Eric Holiday. You know who you don't want to have turnover problems against? The Oklahoma City Thunder. They convert those at such a high rate, and they turn them into easy points. So I think that this is probably – I don't mind a Rockets first half play because OKC has been kind of slow in the first half, at least they were last year, especially in the back half of the season. But I do think that the OKC blows this open second half. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander goes for his usual 33 to 35 points. The defense is able to create enough turnovers. And despite a huge game from Alper and Şengün, I think Thunder -6.5 is my best bet on the night. I do like Shangoon's PRA as an over here. Again, I'm talking at both sides of my mouth here where it's like, hey, I think the Rockets are going under. I also like Şengün MVP. same kind of deal here, where it's like, look, I like the Thunder, but their vulnerability is on the offensive glass. Monster rebounder and Alperen Şengün, he's going to have opportunities to score here. He's going to have opportunities to pass. So, like, Şengün's over on PRA, and the over as a result of that game, I like the over for this game, and Thunder minus 6.5.
All right, that is game one, the Thunder and the Rockets. The second game, Matt, no LeBron James, obviously, for the Lakers. The Golden State Warriors, full season, we were hoping for Jimmy Butler and company, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, etc. The Dubs, 2.5-point road favorites, 227.5 the total there. What do you think about the nightcap?
Yeah, the market has come in and kind of, I'm very tepidly on Lakers' money line, not enthusiastically, just like a little bit. Market has come in and basically rejected that notion and said, nope, that's not the right play here. It's Warriors. They've grown and grown kind of in the market. They like them better. I do think the matchup's not terrible for the Lakers offensively. The problem is just like, I don't know how they're going to get stops, which that might be the overplay. My favorite bet on this game is actually Jimmy Butler over 10.5 rebounds and assists. On this Warriors team, Jimmy is not really focused on to be a monster scorer. Now, he might go over his point total, but he is counted on for rebounding and assists. And with the Lakers, you know, they've got DeAndre Ayton, but then they really have to go small with Jackson Hayes. So there's an opportunity, I think, especially with smaller wings, they're going to start Gabe Vincent. I think there's an opportunity here for Jimmy to rack up some rebounds and assists. I wouldn't be surprised if he has a very well-rounded game while Steph does the primary scoring for the squad, as he always kind of does. So that's my favorite bet on it. But I do kind of lean towards the Lakers on the money line. I make this game Lakers by about 1.5 based off of the injury to Moses Moody and DeAnthony Melton going into this one. So I am tepidly on Lakers money line, but my best bet is Jimmy Butler over rebounds and assists.
How many points does Luka Doncic score tonight?
Man, 40, like just by sheer volume. Depends on how many minutes he plays, right? If they don't get blown out. I would expect 35-plus from Luka in this one, despite the Dubs' very good defense. It is kind of a tough matchup, I think, for them to find the right guys to guard Luka. So, yeah, he's going to have a massive night.
I'm betting 40-plus. Matt, first of many, hopefully, for this season with you on You Better, You Bet. We appreciate it. Stay well. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, man. Take care.
The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, best bets for NFL Week 8. Next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Blocked by Bowles, touchdown Denver! The Broncos have their first lead today!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You know, they say the greats suffer and sacrifice for their craft. I have allowed myself to relive a horrible experience from Sunday, watching my New York football Giants collapse in extraordinary fashion against the Denver Broncos. And the reason why is because our guest at this time, the wonderfully follicled Drew Dinsick, better known to you and yours as the Whale Capper, NBC Sports and the Deep Dive Podcast on Twitter at Whale_Capper, came on this show in these airwaves 7 days ago and said New York Giants plus 7, one of my best bets of the week. Drew, my Giants unfortunately cannot pull the outright upset win, but a nice cover and a nice week from you, my friend. How are you feeling as we approach week 8 in the NFL and the start of the NBA? We'll save the NBA for the end of the interview.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying bouncing back in the NFL. Could use a couple more weeks to get right. Still in a tiny little bit of a hole. I am very, very excited about the NBA being back. And it's the perfect time because there's only 13 games this week. A handful of them are like very tough to find an angle to bet. And while, yeah, I was excited that the Giants covered that spread, felt like it was never really in doubt with the way that the game played out. Boy, oh boy, did the market not agree with me there. I think that closed like 8.5. I was like, what the heck is going on? That just dunked on my side there. And ultimately doesn't matter. And then at the same time, I was way, way ahead of the market on Falcons. They closed favorite. And then that was just an absolute atrocity of a performance on Sunday Night Football. So, yeah, wild that you have these outcomes where I think my two losing sides for me last week, I had massive CLV. And then the no doubter with the Giants, I got dunked on. So it's really unusual market, especially for sides in the NFL so far this season in terms of, what you're seeing on game day. The super influential stuff is just not, it's not printing. That's for sure.
Well, after what you said in that answer, I've down in a hole by Alice in Chains has been in my head for the last like 30 seconds. Down in a Ray hole, one. Losing my soul. Oh, great. Rest in peace, Lane Staley. Great song. Oh, yeah. I'd like to fly away. All right. Yeah. What is the best bet, Drew, for week 8 in the National Football League, and why?
Well, the best bet is if you're having an argument with your friend about what the best unplugged is, they're obviously going to say Nirvana. It's not. It's Alice in Chains. Go dig that one up. You will be thoroughly entertained by MTV Unplugged Alice in Chains. And if you don't know what MTV Unplugged is, well, I'm sorry you're so young and you missed that incredible chapter of our youth. Best bet for me this week is going back to the well against the Broncos here. 3.5. Okay. good luck to anyone going to war with Bo Nix in this spot with that at that price point. I'm kind of actually flirting a little bit here with Dallas potentially winning this NFC East. I don't think that this defense is good at all. Don't get me wrong. But this is a top 5 offense in the NFL right now. And you're taking this group with a CeeDee Lamb with a game under his belt and George Pickens. And you're going up against a Broncos unit that has one good cornerback. I would thoroughly expect that the pass offense here for the Cowboys is able to keep them in reach of just an outright win in Denver. The kind of wrinkle of the game that I'm the most excited about probably is to see if Brandon Aubrey can make a 75-yard field goal. I feel like at altitude, if the weather agrees, like the Cowboys realistically need to get to the 50-yard line, and they're getting points out of every drive in this game. So, the fact that they've been able to work around the injuries to their offensive line to me is kind of encouraging, because really the only matchup that is spooky at all is that the Denver Broncos, who are getting pressure on 47% of their posing dropbacks, is that's an astoundingly high number, and I would think will regress. But just the fact that Dak's been able to manage things and kind of keep them on track, even with the injuries to the offensive line, has me somewhat encouraged that the Cowboys are going to be competitive here. I don't mind the price point of +3 at +100, better than laying juice if those are the options in your head. But just for the record, I am in at -3.5, -113. Oh, sorry, right, +3.5, -113.
Drew taking the points with the Cowboys on the road in Denver. I'll be the one to say it. The Super Bowl 12 rematch that the world's been waiting for. You have another cider total that you love coming up for this week. One won by the Dallas Cowboys against Craig Morton, their former quarterback in the Denver Broncos. Anything else you like this week?
The great throwback, man. So far I'm only into sides. Some of that is just because we're at the time of year where weather tends to matter a lot. And so I'm going to kind of be a little bit more patient with firing totals this week because we have so many games that are outdoors and, you know, it's getting weird. Second favorite side is the Carolina Panthers catching 7.5 points against the Buffalo Bills. Bills still have major problem, in my opinion, with that spine of the defense. And the Panthers will be starting Andy Dalton in this game. But more importantly than the quarterback position, because honestly, the margin between Bryce Young and Andy Dalton is negligible. They will be getting Damian Lewis back on the offensive line. He's been a huge, huge factor for them at the guard position in terms of blocking and really unlocking the potential of their run game. And I think if you can get guys to the second level against this Buffalo Bills defense, you can put them in some harm's way. So I don't ultimately know if the Carolina Panthers is up to the test of stopping the Buffalo Bills. But last time we saw the Bills, they were really dealing with some issues getting their running game going. And this does not look like it is going to be easy going for them at all. I've been pretty impressed with the Carolina Panthers run defense, especially impressed considering what we expected heading into this year. Apparently the return of Derek Brown has just flipped that unit from all-time bad to legit good. And J.C. Horn, good enough to cover any of these receiving options for Buffalo. So Buffalo is coming in off a bye. They do have extra rest. They will have kind of time to, you know, craft a team-specific game plan here on the road against the Panthers. But to me, this looks like a competitive game where the Bills get out of here with a one-score win. So 7.5 in pocket with the Panthers, to me, looks like a fine play.
Yeah, we talked about that game yesterday. It's like, hey, if you had to bet the game, it's Carolina or pass. Like, I don't think anyone wants to lay 7.5 with this Bills defense, the way they've been playing, especially on the road. What's another game that you like this Sunday?
I think we see a bounce back from Tampa Bay and Company here. This is sort of in that nether region between 4 and 6. So I sold out to 5.5 here with the Buccaneers. Anytime you can get me involved with a Todd Bowles defense, bringing his exotic blitz packages against a young and unproven quarterback, I'm going to take notice. And the fact that this is now a Buccaneers squad going up against Desmond Ridder, who has not faced a lot of the blitz this year, and when he has not looked especially comfortable, has me excited about the Buccaneers defense being able to keep the Saints in a little bit of difficulty. Saints also really slow starts, really poor game scripts. I don't really know what's going on with why they can't get things going a little bit more, you know, kind of favorably in these ones. They're almost always playing from behind in these contests. And I think Tampa Bay is good enough, even in the absence of the great Mike Evans, to be able to stay ahead of the chains on this one on schedule and get a comfortable win against the Saints. Buccaneers, I thought last night were, you know, that scoreline was not necessarily reflective of you know, I think the distance between those two teams, Buccaneers and Lions, and I think you know, this is a decent opportunity for them, even second week in a row on the road with the short week in terms of rest. I think they get the better of the Saints. I kind of want to shout out specifically Tristan Wirfs. He finally looks like he is back to all pro level at the tackle position, and in general, Baker Mayfield, I'm fine giving him a pass for one bad game. I still think the balance of work we've seen from him so far this season looks like top 6, top 8 QB in the NFL, and that's good enough for me to get involved at this short price point on the road against a team in the Saints that I believed in them. I bet on them a lot so far this year, particularly when they were getting big, you know, touchdowns worth of points. At this, you know, finally kind of seeing this land in the 4.5 point range. This looks like Buccaneers are past me.
You better you bet here on this Tuesday. Our guest, the Whale Capper Drew Dinsick, NBC Sports Deep Dive Pod on Twitter @whale_capper. We'll close this interview with the NBA, but you mentioned you liked a couple more sides maybe. Any other side bets coming up for week 8 in the NFL?
Let's see. Philadelphia Eagles. I know that the Giants were competitive as can be. Actually, this is already starting to get up to as expensive seven. It's going to be 7.5, I think, imminently. So if you haven't already played Philly, I think you can still get a little bit of value on that one. I still reserve the right to have huge questions about the Eagles and their offensive scheme long term. Really not a buyer in anything Kevin Petullo is doing and any of his construction of this offense. But at least Hurts is playing he's playing a lot more efficiently. And to me, at least, that's going to be enough to get a win against the Giants team that played really competitively against them last time out. Mostly just not sure what to expect of the Giants' second game in a row on the road after that kind of crushing loss against the Broncos in Link. This looks like it could get a little bit one-sided, in my opinion. And Philadelphia Eagles in general, figuring things out in terms of defensive personnel after having a couple difficult injuries. I think the Giants are in trouble on Sunday.
Tough to disagree there. I said it yesterday. I think the Eagles railroad the Giants coming up this weekend. All right. Anything else NFL or you want to hit some NBA?
One quick one. I'm going to war with the Texans. I laid -1/-103. Niners to me are still really somehow getting it done with a defensive personnel that I think has huge, huge problems. Pass rush loses another huge piece in Bryce Huff on Sunday night, and I don't think they're going to be able to put together any type of pressure package that disrupts CJ Stroud from being able to finally find a groove. And I think the Niners even, there's potential that there are reinforcements coming, I suppose, that might make this, kind of a difficult bet to swallow once the market settles. But Texans for me at least should be closer to a 2.5. I would even argue almost a 3-point favorite here with the personnel available for San Francisco.
All right, we'll close with NBA. Drew, this could be a bet for tonight. One of the season opening doubleheader, Rockets, Thunder, Lakers, Warriors, a title thought, an MVP thought, something you love betting the NBA either tonight or moving forward this season.
A couple of sides really stand out for me today and tomorrow. Rockets are big for me today. I think that this particular handicap is a fun one. OKC obviously is the top power rated team in the NBA. There is a gap between them and the next best team. I would have a good argument with somebody about who that next best team should be. But in my opinion, the Rockets and the Nuggets are both in that tier, as well as, a number of other really good teams in the Western Conference. I think that the title defense for the Thunder is going to be a ultimately successful defense of this title, but not without some friction, particularly in October, November, December, as they get the best of everybody in the West who is really kind of ramped up to take them on. The specific matchup between the Rockets and the Thunder, to me, really favors this Rockets team. You're going to have starting point guard Amen Thompson, who is 6 point. He's 6'7" and extremely fast, extremely physical. The exact type of kind of big ball handler that can test some of the smaller guards that the Thunder have out there to try to disrupt the point of attack. And then the other four players of the starting unit for the Rockets, all 6'11". So they are really trying to take on this Thunder team with length. With size, and they have Kevin Durant and company who can create their own shots here, which to me at least alleviates some of the issues of not having Fred VanVleet available. The depth for the Rockets is a little sketchy, surely, but I really do like what I've seen from this starting group with particularly kind of anchored by Alperen Şengün, and I think that this Rockets squad is going to make some noise early in this season here while these guys are healthy. I don't know that I feel extremely strongly about Rockets money line, but I do see value there. I played Rockets +7/-104. I think 6.5 still a fair bet. I think the absence of Jalen Williams is going to be noteworthy. And I think in general, the Thunder's team is rostered to defend a different type of basketball, a different type of offense, an offense led by smaller guards that kind of are kind of, going to pick you apart at the perimeter. And that's just not at all how I see this Rockets approach. So this is going to be a potentially a sad night on banner night for OKC.
I'm sure they'll They'll take it, given that they'll be hanging a banner. Drew, you're the best. Whale underscore camper, NBC Sports, the Deep Dive Podcast. Good luck with all the bets. Let's go Rockets tonight, and we'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
All right, take care, guys.
The very handsome and well-follicled Drew Dinsick on You Better, You Bet. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, opening night in the NBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, got some thank yous to still have before we wrap up the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including the NBA season opening doubleheader. Four phenomenal guests joined us today on the show. Let's see if I can remember all of them off the top of my head. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth, former Major League Baseball general manager, CBS Sports, MLB Network Radio, The Athletic, the great Jim Bowden, Matt Moore, Action Network, Locked On NBA, talking all things association, and Drew Dinsick, the whale capper from NBC Sports. Four phenomenal guests. Great Bill Zimmerman acquitted himself well today. After a horrendous Monday, a bounce-back Tuesday for our friend Bill Zimmerman as he attempts to win life-changing money from my wallet, a cool $20. Mm. And Bill is our executive producer today. Our tactical director is Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan. Our video producer is God's perfect creation because he got Brad Evans' video right today after Brad's video was horrible yesterday. And by the way, it took the video producer of BetMGM tonight. Like, Mike didn't fix it. Someone else, someone named Monty did. Like, it was Detroit Lions running back David Montgomery fixed it. Like, Major League Baseball starting pitcher who got destroyed by his own owner, Jordan Montgomery, for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Monty fixed it. Not Brad Evans. Not Mike Brown. Monty. Monty fixed it. Mike, good job earning your paycheck today. The great downtown Mike Brown, our video producer on You Better You Bet. Coming up after us on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring Ryan Horvath, featuring our guest at this time, Brad Evans, and featuring, of course, the great Monty. Brad, happy Tuesday. Hola, amigo. How's it going?
Hola, amigos! And you always want to go the full Monty.
So Mike Brown just typed in our show chat, Brad, that Monty had hours to figure it out. He only had 2 minutes. Is that a fair point, or is Mike Brown making an excuse?
No, he's making an excuse.
If there's one thing that my crew loves doing, it's making excuses. Is he making an excuse?
He is making an excuse. Monty had a roughly the same exact number of time that Mike Brown had to try to figure everything out. I think Monty's just a pure through genius. That, my friends, is the power of Big Ten University. That, my friends, is the power of the University of Iowa.
Need to ask you an important question, and I want, don't give me a BS answer. I want you to answer honestly.
Sure.
Do you respect You Better You Bet video producer Mike Brown?
No.
Thank you. What's your best bet?
We love him, Mike. We really do.
Yes. I was praying that the answer would be no, and it was spectacular. What's the best bet for tonight in the world of sports?
Oh, let's go with a former ILL product. At least he was for a hot minute. Brandon Podziemski, of course, more of Santa Clara fame. Now I'm over the Golden State Warriors. I'm going to take the over on 3.5 dimes in the opener night for the Dubs taking on the L.A. Lakers. They're the battle of the Golden State. You look at the Lakers last season. I really struggled with a lot of areas defensively, especially trying to stop the basketball. They allow the 8th most opponent assists per game. Hopefully it's going to carry over in the new year. No LeBron with that nerve issue, obviously. Also, the Lakers gave up the 13th most points per possession on defensive basis. You look at Pods. He went 6, 7, and 5 dimes in 3 of the 4 matchups against the LA Lakers, averaging 3.4 assists per game. So just under that is what he averaged. I think he's going to be north of that average in the opener. Minimum, folks, 5 assists, and all we need is 4 to cash in at a plus 105. A little baby seduced by the juice. Opening night there in the NBA with Brandon Podziemski.
Oh, the great Brad Evans joining us here on the show. Brad, have a great show tonight on BetMGM Tonight. We'll catch up with you tomorrow for Predict the Prop on Hump Day.
Oh, Hump Day! Austin Reeves over 22.5 points. I'm out!
Brad Evans joining us here on You Better, You Bet.
Only did one finger. Not the two.
Don't tempt fate. So while Brad was giving us his bet on Brandon Podziemski, I did something.
What was that?
I constructed. Stand by for the amount of teams. Tonight, there are 10 games, hashtag, on the ice.
Oh, let's go.
Can I interest you in a 10-team NHL parlay for tonight that pays 495-1?
I'll do it. I'll tell you. Let me get my...
All right.
Here.
Are you ready?
Got to write these down. Yes, I am ready.
Okay, are you ready? All right, so how about this? Just for bleeps and giggle, I will give you the matchup and the price, and you tell me which team you would take. And then I'll tell you at the end which teams I have. So the Capitals are hosting the Kraken. Washington minus 275, Kraken plus 220.
It's not coming up Seattle this week, so give me the Capitals.
Oh, I like Seattle. You're way wrong.
I wish you the best of luck.
The Islanders minus 220 against the Sharks plus 180.
Ooh. Sharks. Give me San Jose.
All right, so this exercise is already stupid. My 10-leg hockey parlay. Kraken.
Please. Okay.
Islanders. Oilers over Senators.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the one loser, by the way, is Edmonton. Canucks over Penguins.
Okay.
Maple Leafs over Devils.
All right, we got Toronto in there. They got good vibes.
Panthers over Bruins and Brad Marchand's return to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Stars over Jackets.
Yeah.
Predators over Ducks.
Yeah, gotcha.
It sounds like you are hitting your keyboard with an anvil. Blues over Kings.
Blues. Is that softer? I tried to go a little bit softer there.
And Mammoth over Avalanche for the finale. 495-1.
I'm still not used to Mammoth being a team, but I will tell you on this right after the show. I'll put this bet in. When's the first game start?
Jake, let's drop it.
Assuming 7 o'clock? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get this
15
in.
15 minutes? All right, Jake, let's drop the dope ass beat and we'll talk some NBA. All right, for everyone that's going to bet the NBA tonight, use today's NBA No Sweat token. You don't need to sweat if your wager loses. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets. Go hard in the paint this season. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. All right, we have a special surprise coming up for everybody. But before we get to the surprise, let's You have side and total bets, Femi, for the NBA for tonight. Game numero uno, the Thunder, 6.5-point home favorites against the Rockets. The total down to 226.5. No Jalen Williams, no J-Dub tonight for OKC. Fred VanVleet out for the season for the Rockets.
Great. No J-Dub, I think that's giving us an opportunity to bet the defending champion, Oklahoma City Thunder. I like laying the 6.5 in this game. That is a bet that I placed about 20 minutes ago. I think Houston's still going to try to figure this thing out. It's a very intriguing lineup, all these tall guys. I just don't know how it's going to go against literally the best defensive team in the league. They were awesome, historic last year. I think there's a chance they're even better this year with a full season of Chet Holmgren. So give me OKC on banner night. They get their crowd and give them something to cheer about, something more to cheer about after last season. I like the 6.5 with the Thunder.
I bet under 227.5. It's 226 now. Up to you if you want to take that or not. I like the under in the game. I think this is going to be an absolute rock fight. Really fun game. If I had to bet the side, I'd actually take the Houston Rockets. Warriors and the Lakers, Femi, in L.A. Golden State, a 2.5-point road favor. 227.5 the total there. No LeBron for the Lakers.
Yeah, I think the Lakers win this game tonight. I bet +3. Those are no longer available, but I still like the money line. Like +130, +125, +120. I think this is a coin flip kind of game. And Luka Doncic is the best player on the floor. He looks awesome with all the video footage that we saw from Eurobasket. He's in shape. He's dialed in. The Luka Lakers succession plan is underway. And I think they show up big tonight in the opener.
I will actually not bet this game as far as the side or total is concerned, Femi. I will have a prop. I'm going to bet Luka over 31.5 points. No LeBron. I think, you know, this is the transition time. I think Luka is going to take that responsibility seriously and bombs away. 30.5 is the number. It's getting bet to the under, like God bless people, like they could be right.
Yeah.
So Luka over points, and I will also sprinkle on Luka 40 or more points at +400 tonight. Those are our NBA bets for opening night. You know, music down, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jake. We love you. You know, we wanted to do something a little special for everybody on opening night in the NBA. From first touchdown scorers to first basket scorers. Hit the music, please.
On the hardwood and the crew a little bit delayed on island time. I don't blame them. It's a Tuesday.
Time.
Usually Monday and Thursday is when we're dialed in. On a Tuesday, we're never doing the island. But we have a great time as it's opening night. As Curtis Blow said, basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Let's go ahead and celebrate the association with our first game and our first field goal scorer, the Rockets and the Thunder. For Houston, we're living on a prayer. Take me to church. Amen Thompson at 8-1 as the ball handler for Houston with no Fred VanVleet. And for the champions, it's the MVP of the regular season, of the Western Conference, of the NBA Finals. And tonight, when he's your first field goal scorer, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at +575. And how about for a nightcap, folks, in Golden State and LA, the Warriors, we will find our joy as our friend Jimmy Butler will find his joy at +750. And for the Lakers, the succession plan is here, but everyone's looking at Luka. So I'm going with little country, Austin Reeves, or as the kids call him, Ball Out Boy, +525. And I will see you on the island with all these vending machine bets. Please bet carefully.
What do the kids call Austin Reeves?
Ball Out Boy, after he looked like an emo rock band player when that one press conference.
That is hilarious. You know what? We'll see everybody tomorrow on a wonderful Football Wednesday. Can you take us to the end of the show in Femi's Island?
And that does it for this edition of You Better, You Bet. And we're wishing all of you out there minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck. Happy NBA to all of you and yours.
Yeah, we ended a little early there. I'll take us to the end. Jake, how much time's left? 5 seconds? All right, everybody. All right. We'll see you tomorrow on a Wednesday. Peace.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.